Hi, my name is Rachel Agarwal, and I am low-key hot-headed right now, which is why I think this should be a good enough intro. Actually, today's episode sort of feels like a vendetta, almost, against some people I know. Alright, let me be honest here. I think I have a problem. I have a serious problem with how ignorant people can be. Like, even with serious issues. Okay, let me put this into perspective. Take this for instance. You ever seen a person being bullied? Tell me what's worse. Bullying a person or just standing beside, witnessing it all happen and doing nothing. You know, being a part of the audience. Now, we'll talk about the whole bully later on. That's a whole nother fight to win. But I wanna start small here. What about the other people who witness it all and do nothing about it? And just stand and spectate like it were a whole free TV show. Now, I'll distribute the types of people in this whole audience scenario. There will be these people who will support the bullying, right? Again, that's a whole nother fight that I'll deal with later on. Now, there are people who will, stand for the person who is being bullied, will speak up, well and good. And then there's a third category of people who just don't care. They won't enjoy the bullying, no. But they won't try to stop it either. My question is why? I mean, that makes you a part of it too, right? So now there are the bad people who I don't know how to change. They're the good people who I can only applaud. And they're the people who don't want to have anything to do with it. Now those are the people I want to address in this episode. That why? Why be so ignorant when you can make a change? Now, obviously, I get it. Sometimes you are in your own mess. Sometimes you're processing what's going on. Sometimes you're in a hurry or whatever. Sometimes you just don't have the bandwidth to deal with it. I get it. Obviously, that's all different. But some people just do not have an apparent reason, except for the fact that they just cannot care less. And that's what I have a problem with. And it's like these are the people who join the drill later. You know, they start small. These are the people who create a line of difference between, say, being openly racist and just slipping it here or there. Fat shaming someone openly or just passing a slight comment, etc. These are the people who create that line of difference. They live on the border, they live on the edge, and they do their job from just there. And like, what is the difference between openly doing it and passing a slight comment? It shows your mindset right there. So what I'm trying to say is, why be so ignorant? Why not care about it? Just because it does not concern you, particularly you, in any way? And like, we can go on forever discussing all these social issues. I can go hours straight recording, speaking about racism, sexism, homophobia, all that. But the point is, charity begins at home. Why not try to make ourselves more aware and better ourselves each day? Because like, what's going on is, there are people who have, say, sexism embedded deep within them, right? And taking that out of them is a whole revolutionary thing that we have to achieve together. But then there's a whole nother set of people who do not stubbornly believe in sexism, but aren't anti-sexists either. And those are the people I'm trying to target here. So if you're listening to this, can we do this together? Let's do this together. Let's try to be a change. Let's try to be better human beings. Let's open up our brains to stuff that does not concern us. Let's try to learn and know more about people with disabilities, for instance, even if all our organs and body parts are functioning properly. Let's try to know more about and interact more with people of LGBTQ+ community, even if we're not one of them. Let's read more, learn more about how real and problematic racism really is, even if we're not colored. Let's do things, even if they do not concern us directly. Let's be more aware, be better humans. And if you're listening to this, I hope you will take an initiative today towards the greater cause. I so hope. And if this podcast even pulls one person to the better direction, my goal is accomplished.
So yeah, that will be it for today. I feel like today's episode I can keep on going forever and ever. I have so much inside of me that I want to bring out regarding all this. But yeah, some other day. Anyway, this is all for today's episode. Thank you for listening. I'm Ajol Agarwal, and you just listened to The One Thing You Craved For. Bye-bye.